So this is another 10% now.
The third 10%.
And this is going to pay off all the debts in my life.
This is going to pay off all our debts. So how do we do this? So let's think about how we got there. Man, we have been trained since a very young age by role models who were well-intentioned but poorly informed, and then inundated with marketing from the media, from the marketers, from the lenders, from the financial planners, from the advertising companies, you know, from the finance companies, the accountants. All these people are telling us debt's good, debt's good, debt's good. Get this stuff, get this stuff, get this stuff. Yet if it was so good, then why are 97% of the people so dang poor? So it's not good. So we've been inundated with it, and we need to first of all accept the fact that, you know, we've done this. And all of us, you know, have closets filled with clothing that we wish we hadn't bought. I mean, I know I have clothes I bought and I never wore them, and I charged them. You know, so we've all done this stuff. So what we're going to do is we're just going to end the madness now. Let me be real clear. I am not telling people to become penny-pinching misers. I am not telling you to lower your standard of living. People who go through my programs actually find that they reduce their cost of living 20 to 40% without affecting the standard. So what we're teaching you to do is just to recapture your money, then to properly place it in the different 10% slots so that you can have true freedom. So I want to get out of debt. How do I do it? Little story. True person. Name's Stan. His wife's name's Barbara. They came to me when I was a financial planner. I actually knew him from grade school. So I've known him for a long time. Not close friends, but had known him. They had been advised to declare bankruptcy. Their position was precarious. They had a first mortgage, a second mortgage. They had debts. Their minimum monthly payments were $2,678. And for where they were at in their life, it simply was gone. There was no way. They were spending well over 100% of what they made, the best advice they could get with bankruptcy. And I looked at their situation and I went through it. Shared with them an early version of, you know, the money programs that I teach, showed them that we could reduce their expenses 20 to 40%, and that if they would follow the automatic money system, I could show them how, in their case, numbers was just over 5 years, how in about 5.5 years, instead of bankruptcy, they could be completely debt-free. I then showed them how we could change that debt and turn it into investment money, and I could make them multimillionaires at age 65, and it would cost them $268 a year.
Wow.
So they had to sit there. I'm being sarcastic. It was not a tough decision as they weighed this. Let me see. Bankruptcy, financial ruin, debt-free, multimillionaires. Obviously, they chose debt-free and multimillionaires. Now, was there some pain and sacrifice for them? Yeah, these people were out of control. For them, we had to do the extreme measure. And for some of you listening, you need to do this extreme measure.
But it wasn't done by budgeting. It was done by allocating the money.
No, because what they'd already proven is that budgeting didn't work for them. Like most people, it doesn't. They'd also proven that for them, that the self-control didn't exist and it needed to be taken away. So for some people, what they need to do to get out of debt is they literally need to take their charge cards out, cut them up, cancel them, and return them. They need to remove them.
It's a bit like handling an addiction, in a sense.
It is an addiction for many people. It is an addiction. And for some, it just gets out of control. For some people, it's a vice. Yeah, we do our little shopping to the mall, and we shop a little bit, but it never destroys the family. In this case, this has destroyed their lives financially. So they need to stop it. It takes a couple commitments.